Hi, everybody. It's Sue Bidstrup for GreatBigYes.com. How are you? So good to be talking to you again. I'm going to go ahead and read my most recent blog, and I have named it Word Up. And it's a story about last week when I went to yoga class, and on the way there, I was driving and talking on the phone. And I was talking to a friend, and we were just talking about everything going on, and we hadn't talked over the weekend. So I was talking really fast, and apparently really loud, which I know is not a surprise to some of you. But it was this frantic conversation filled with exclamations and, you know, I was just really fast and frantic and energized. Anyway, I get to yoga and I'm talking on the phone outside of the yoga studio. And I hang up and I walk in the studio and immediately I'm overwhelmed by how quiet it is and how calm. And I'm just completely calmed by the energy in the space. So I sign in, and then I say to the owner of the studio, wow, it is so calm in here. And this is what this beautiful, centered, calm yogi says to me. She says, are you the one that was on the phone outside? And I say, yes. And she says, wow, you need yoga. So, there you have it. Honestly, at the time, I felt like I was slapped and hugged at the same time. She was telling me what I needed to hear, but it was a little bit of a reprimand. And honestly, it's one of the truest things I had heard lately. Because she was calling me out in her calm, kind way, but she was calling me out on my hyped up, overstressed, narcissistic behavior. She was telling me what I already know, but I need to be reminded of, which is that I need to be responsible for the energy that I bring into every situation. It's funny because I found a really cute picture, it's on the blog, of a sign that says, please take responsibility for the energy you bring into this space. And somebody had told me that Oprah had that sign in her Harpo studio offices. And you know me. I mean, I feel like if Oprah loves it enough to hang up a sign, chances are I am loving it too. So my friend on the phone that I was talking to, you know, she had frenetic energy too, and so I did as well. And we know we feed off the energy of the people that we're with. Now, I'm not blaming it on her because I have no idea who started it. You know, I have no idea if she was frenetic, then I became frenetic, or if I was frenetic and then she became frenetic. But the point is we mirror each other. We mimic each other. And so who started it? I don't know. But I do have to be the change I wish to see in the world, right? That's Gandhi. And I love it. And it may be one of those quotes that's like kind of overdone, but really, honestly, it's true. Because I can't change the world necessarily. But if I change myself and people come up to me and I'm calm or I'm not chaotic, hopefully then there's a little bit more peace in our little corner. So I realize I can bring calm to a space or I can bring chaos. It's my choice. And I choose calm. But the reality is sometimes I don't choose calm. And that's when I thank God for people who remind me. So as I was writing this post, I was looking for the Bible verse to put in here about calm. You know, I was searching through the Bible and trying to find like exactly the right words to fit my needs. And it's funny because I'm reading a book for my holy yoga training that I also had to read yesterday. So I kind of put this on hold and I was reading my chapter in the holy yoga book and looking at that. And the book is called Eat This Book by Eugene Peterson. Anyway, it's about how to read the Bible. And so I'm sitting here looking for like a specific verse that will fit my needs for this blog post. You know, I'm going to be so inspirational right now. I'm going to use Jesus' words or words from the Holy Bible to fit what I need. And it's funny. So I'm reading this book, Eat This Book, and it says, it talks about the dangers of using the Holy Bible only for inspiration or comfort or only to serve the, quote, individualized personal trinity of my holy wants, my holy needs, and my holy feelings. Ugh. Right then, I was like slapped and hugged again. it was about me. It was about using these words, these beautiful words, this beautiful story of God and Jesus and creation and our relationship to each other and to God. And I was trying to use it to fit into my little blog post for the week. And God was giving me that kind of, no, 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 honey. This isn't about you, so you need to be careful. Sometimes hearing what we need to hear can sting a little. That's all I'm saying. But we still need to hear it. So I'm thanking God today for the people who are willing to say what needs to be said and the people who are bringing calm energy into my space, because I appreciate it.